welcome to episode 106 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Hey guys, last episode we did not spin the wheel, but we decided to do Dragon Ball GT. I have not seen the whole thing, but I've seen the majority of it. I've picked episodes up here and there. I don't like it. Most people don't like it. TJ did watch it all.
I did watch it all, and I hated every moment of it.
Alright, so the wiki real quick. GT ran for 64 episodes from 1996 to 1997. And just a heads up, it does say this in the wiki, which is I'm happy about. But GT is not canon.
Oh,
Toriyama did not create it.
Here's the thing about GT. I realized it in the third arc. Mm-hmm. This show felt like bad fan fiction.
That's exactly what it is. And there's a strong parallel between GT and Super, even though Toriyama created Super. Yeah. And the parallel is, it feels a lot like they wanted the seriousness of Dragon Ball Z. And what I mean by seriousness is, here's a bad guy and he's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's in GT. It's in Super. He's going to kill me. He's going to destroy our world. He's going to destroy our galaxy. Whatever it is, there's that seriousness. But they want the tone of Dragon Ball, which is happy-go-lucky, we're having fun, we're just adventuring. Super and GT both do that, where they want the seriousness, but they want the tone of Dragon Ball, which is not that serious. And it doesn't work for either of them. I like Super for what it is, but it's shit. I don't like GT at all because it's completely shit. But it's you can't have that. You can't have that happy tone where everything's going to be okay, but then also give me a bad guy that's supposed to be menacing. It doesn't work.
Right.
So that, in my opinion, that's the downfall, the biggest downfall of both those shows.
Well, it's GT actually didn't start off too bad because it picked right up right after Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, it didn't start terribly.
I'll argue it started terribly right in the first episode.
What's that?
Because Goku went and trade Oob or whatever, whatever his name was, and then they had their fight, and that's all fine and well. But then old Pilaf shows up with his old minions.
Yeah.
And they wish on the Dragon Ball that Goku turns into a kid. Why?
From not. Well, I mean, you saw what happened. They wanted to be youthful, but Goku was stopping them, but they already summoned the dragon. He's like, damn it, I wish you were still a kid.
I'm not talking about Pilaf's Metal Vision. Why the writers decided to make Goku a kid again is f***ing stupid. It's infuriating.
Well, I think the issue is that if he walks around as an adult Goku searching for these Dragon Balls, because these are the Black Star Dragon Balls that they found.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're wished upon, they scatter across the universe, and if they don't get brought back to Earth, Earth explodes for some stupid f***ing plot reason. But I think if he was an adult going Super Saiyan 3 constantly, there's not a whole lot of tension there. How many fighters is he going to find out in the world that can contend with that?
He's going out into the universe, though. There should be more fighters. There should be a variety of different power levels. There should be a variety of different things. This is an opportunity to show how...
Well, I think it was also a way to... Not, like I just said, to bring his power down to a reasonable level, but also his instant transmission doesn't quite work.
But
because if it did work, he could just instant transmission in 5 minutes and have all the balls.
Well, that's fair, but at the same time, he doesn't know where any of the balls are, and he's never been to any of these planets, so he can't just
I feel like they could, because they've got the Dragon Ball radar, I feel like they could just... Well, we could just make a bigger one in like a week, and then he can know where that's at.
But you could always write it.
It's a transmission there.
You could just write it the way I said it, and it'd have been fine. It'd have been acceptable.
Yeah.
But it's just, and plus they brought Trunks along. He's an adult, and
I don't mind Trunks being there. I mind him not being as serious as he was in Dragon Ball Z, because in Dragon Ball Z he wanted to fight, he wanted to train, he wanted to get stronger.
Right.
That's not him in this. Also, the clothing design for him. I know that sounds like a really dumb thing to care about, but it's.
But,
like, give him a regular outfit. What's he doing wearing a jacket that's three times bigger than he is?
That's fair. My problem, but back to Goku, my problem with this is that he's still more powerful than everybody else.
For the most part, He just powers up.
And little kid Goku being more powerful than Vegeta and then Goten and Trunks when he's, like, this big makes no sense. Why did you bother depowering him if you're still going to make him the strongest fighter?
Can he go Super Saiyan 3 at that
level? He does.
As a kid? Or does he get bigger? He only gets bigger when he goes 4, right?
Right, only 4. But he can go Super Saiyan 3. He just can't sustain it long as because of his small stature. Right. But he still can do it because Goten and Trunks did it as when they fused in Dragon Ball Z.
Did he do it in GT is what I'm asking him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he definitely did a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get to that.
Yeah.
In this watch.
Well, yeah, no. He definitely does. And then they bring in the worst character. Pan is the worst character ever created.
And it's unfortunate because she could be a really good female character, but she's not.
No, she is the absolute worst character in Dragon Ball that I've seen. She is So terrible. And he introduced her where she's 10 years old and she's on a date with this high school kid.
Is she 10?
Yeah.
Well, that's gross.
Yeah,
I didn't know she was 10. I thought she was just drawn weirdly, but in high school.
No, I looked it up. She's 10.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, and so she's dating these older guys going to movies.
Even
and
if
stuff
you're
like
10
that.
On a date with a 10-year-old, what the f*** are you doing?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but it was really, really weird and not necessarily. And she's just superfluous through the whole thing, and she shouldn't even be in some of these things. Like,
yeah,
they go to space with her, fine, she snuck on it. But later on, when the Dragon Balls break... They, I don't know if you know this far, but they break because there's too many wishes got onto them, which is a neat idea, but it's so fanficky, it's bad. Mm. So they break and they release an evil dragon, switching to 7 dragons. So they got to go fight all the dragons to restore the Dragon Balls.
I know that.
But Pan comes with Goku, and she's just there to get in the way. She's just there to be a shield for the bad guys to pick up and say, "Hey, don't touch my granddaughter!" And infuriating. Why is she there? I wanted her.
It wouldn't be bad if they wrote her character differently. If she wanted to train, not just be going on an adventure.
Right.
If she wanted to train and get stronger, and then, you know, she worked her power level up and went Super Saiyan at some point, that's a fine story.
She never goes Super Saiyan. She's useless, and she is the most annoying character in the entire show.
And it's also really stupid that she hasn't gone Super Saiyan, considering how quick every other half Saiyan has been able to go Super Saiyan.
And why?
But she can't do it.
Why is the focus on Pan?
I don't know.
I mean, it shifts to Goku quite a bit, which is also stupid. Why even bring it, put any other characters in the show if they're going to be in it for 3 episodes? Mm. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're just there to give Goku more power, essentially. Yeah. And it's so infuriating. And then the first arc where they're just going from Dragon Ball, and you get those stupid dancing aliens and stuff like that. And
it's the tone of Dragon Ball. Terrible.
Dragon Ball was good, though.
Dragon Ball, but that's the thing. That's the issue. They're mixing the two tones.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Dragon Ball tone with the seriousness of we're gonna kill you.
It doesn't work. That's all fine and all, but Dragon Ball didn't have dancing aliens that can make you...
Dragon Ball was also a shonen in the true sense where he's constantly training and getting stronger. That's not the thing in GT at all.
It's crap. That's what GT is. And, like, the most fanficky thing that I saw in this is when they're collecting, retrying to kill all these dragons, and they get to the 4-star Dragon Ball, and of course that dragon is honorable and good because that's Goku's ball.
The 4-star.
Yeah. Ball. Oh my god. He, of course, he's not, he's helping them. He's a good guy. He's the good dragon. You are so terrible at writing this. You people just took whatever
that
you wanted.
Super fan. There's no reason for that. He just Grandpa Gohan just happened to have the 4-star ball. There's no reason for him to have it.
Right.
It's not like he knew that the black Dragon Ball 4-star would have a good dragon in it. It's just dumb. It's fanficky. It's exactly what he said. They created a quote-unquote story plot after they created the anime.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason why they created that plot after the anime was because of fanficky.
I will admit the Super Android 17 stuff wasn't bad. Where all the bad guys from...
I remember 18,
coming from back from hell and stuff and everything. That was okay, but it was a short arc. And it was barely even... It just led into the dragon arc, which was the actual arc.
How do you feel about Bebe?
Oh, God. And every time the scientist said, "My baby," I was ready to turn it off there. I hated it. Why would you name your character that? It's not an intimidating character. He's not even a good villain. He has to steal Vegeta's body to be a good villain. Mm-hmm. He's just a parasite. Essentially. I don't know. This show really made me mad, and I really wanted to vent on it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. At least Super tries to do some interesting things. You know what I mean? I don't think GT tried to do anything interesting at all.
No. And, you know, if it ends with them going like 100 years in the future, because Goku ends up...
Oh, I remember. I know the ending. I've seen it, yeah.
Goku goes with Shenron and stuff like that. And it's like they got baby Goku and baby Vegeta fighting in the thing. Mm. And it's just... And Pan's an old woman. Everyone else is dead and Goku's still alive. It's like, oh, what is he, a god now?
Yeah,
it's all crap. Ah, man.
Yeah, I mean, GT isn't good. Don't watch it. If you really want, a Dragon Ball fix, I would rewatch Ball and Z. Yeah. Or maybe some of the movies, but I wouldn't watch GT. Even Super, like I said, at least Super tries to do some interesting things, but it fails. It's not good. It's so depressing.
I haven't watched any Super, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's bad. It's like I said, the tone It's the tone. It's just terrible.
Yeah.
And you know, and the part of the issue with Super is, and I guess GT as well, you know everything's going to be okay. At least in Z, you weren't really sure if people are coming back or not. But after it happening every single time someone dies, they get wished back with this way or that way. At some point, it's not, there's no tension anymore. You know everything's going to be fine eventually.
Which is why I think they want to do the whole Dragon Ball or Corrupted thing in GT. But, you know. What also pissed me off is they defeat the Omega Shenron, was the main bad guy at the end, with a spirit bomb from all the energy in the universe. But that was a big deal when they did it with Boo. You know,
it wasn't even enough.
No, and they had to get Hercule to talk to everyone in order to get it to happen. But Goku just does it, and everyone just gives their energy. Like, it's no big deal.
Because it's happened so often. Everyone's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I'll be tired. That's my chair. I'll be tired for a couple hours because Goku needs me. Like, it just happens so often.
It was like, it was in Z, that moment was like 3 episodes or something like that. It was a big deal. This happened in
one. It was 3 or 4 episodes with Frieza, and I think it was 2 or 3 episodes with...
Right.
With Vegeta.
And that moment where Vegeta knows he's outclassed, but he's got to buy Goku a minute to fight Majin Buu.
At least that was good.
Well, yeah, him just getting up over and over again, even though he knows he's going to die at this point.
Yeah, he's not strong enough to win.
I don't know.
And it's also the double meaning of him knowing that Goku's stronger than him. Goku can beat him.
Right.
That's f***ed up, especially for someone as prideful as Vegeta.
Yeah. Which is why Vegeta is my favorite character. He's the most developed character in the series, and he just keeps getting better, and they completely did him a disservice in GT.
For me, Gohan, and then they f***ed him in...
Well, Gohan was Goku up until where they decided Goku needed to be the star again.
I even liked Gohan more after he was getting with Videl and having a baby. The issue is, especially with Super, at the end of Z, you feel like... Alright, you know, he's wanted to train again, he got strong, he understands that in order for his family to stay safe, he has to train and you know, defend them. And then in GT and Super, no, he's just a weakling again. It's bullshit.
You're not wrong. I actually think if they focus, like, instead of doing that time jump and they just went into another series with just Gohan and, you know, being Goku with Videl and stuff, that would have been more interesting.
Yeah, it would have been a lot better. I mean, I would have been fine with Pan if they had changed her character, if they had written her differently. But yeah, it would have been better with Gohan. It would have been better with Goten and Trunks. Hell.
Yeah, any one of them, really. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
All right, guys. I guess that's about it.
Yeah, I just wanted to rant about it.
How do you rank Dragon Ball GT? And I guess we can rank it up against Ball and Z.
Against Ball and Z, it's the worst of that.
Yeah. You know, I'd give GT a 4 or a 5. Somewhere around 4 or 5. It's watchable. It's just infuriating if you're a fan.
It felt like fan fiction to me. I'm going 3.
Yeah. Definitely Z, Ball, this, then. Or if I'm ranking it with Super, it's Z, Ball, Super, or GT. GP's the worst of them.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Super, so I can't make a judgment call on that. By the way, and when we get to D again, Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z will still be in the wheel. We're not taking them out.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just an off the...
Well, GT won't be in there
anymore. No, GT...
But Ball, Z, and Super should be in there. I think we should leave all three of them in there, because we've seen Ball and Z.
That's fair.
But we haven't seen Super.
That's fair. But I just want... We're not just... Because we haven't really done a review of those other two series, and I don't want to think that we just skip those two.
Well, we did do the one episode of Z. First episode.
Our first episode was just our impressions on what we felt on...
It was mostly Z, though.
Yeah, but it was an introduction of our thing. We didn't rank it or anything.
The problem with Ball and Z and even Super is I'm probably going to want to watch all of them if we start watching it. So, like, we'll have 150 episodes to watch. We're not going to have 20.
I mean, we could always...
We can also skip through. We know which ones.
Well, not only that. We could easily do... Sorry, my phone's going off. We could easily just watch the first 15 episodes or something like that, and then, because we know the series by heart,
yes,
and then just go into,
yeah,
and just continue watching afterwards, you know?
Yeah, that works. Alright guys, so we're going to spin for category N. We left off on Munto, then we did GT, and now we're back to the wheel.
The wheel, yes.
So category N, we are spinning right now. Ninja Resurrection. Wait a second. There's a bunch of ninja and then name or word, I should say. So I don't know, because there's ninja cadets, there's ninja nonsense, ninja resurrection, ninja robots. So I don't actually know if they're all the same thing. I'm going to pause real quick and then I'm going to go figure out if it's its own series or if it's a sequel. It's its own show. And even if it isn't, it's the OVAs, which means it's probably the beginning of the show. So we're going to watch it. It's called Ninja Resurrection. Get ready for a nightmarish journey through faith and betrayal as the infamous Jubei Yagyu wields his deadly blades against the forces of good and evil alike. In an orgy of unbelievable savagery. Yes, orgy. The armies of the Shogun give no quarter as they ruthlessly slaughter their enemies. Trapped on the rocky isthmus of... Is that a word?
Where are you? I'm lost.
Trapped on a rocky isthmus?
Is that a... I don't know.
That sounds like maybe an isle or something. Like it's an actual word. Like, of Amakusu, whatever. The faithful await divine aid as the demon stirs in their midst. Desperate for vengeance, a child of heaven becomes the emissary of hell. This is so dumb. Tortured by visions of Ama-something's final hour, legendary swordsman Jubei Yagyu returns to his ancestral home, seeking respite from the bloody duties of a feudal retainer. All right, I'm done. We'll watch it. We were just talking about fanfic a bunch, and it feels like someone, a fan, wrote the description.
Well, I think that's what they do on this. I think fans always write the descriptions on these.
All right, guys. Next episode, Ninja Resurrection.
Bye.